We become adults when we act like an adult, not at a set age. See, we live in a culture that says when I'm 18, you know, I'm free, I'm an adult, I can do what I want. But how many 18-year-olds are not acting like adults? How many 21-year-olds or 25-year-olds? And one of the questions I often get in parenting conferences is parents will come to me or young adults will come to me and say, well, what about the scripture that says children obey your parents? We see that in Ephesians 6, 1 and 3. And then it goes on to say, and then honor your father and mother. How do those things come together?
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Randy's a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is part two of Dr. Randy's five-part teaching series entitled Intentional Living with Adult Children. Now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I do welcome you to the Intentional Living Center on this Memorial Day. And in just a couple of minutes, I'll move over to our teaching studio where I recorded this series on adult children. We'll pick up from where you heard the opening clip and we'll jump in and talk about that the roles change when responsibility ends as parents with your adult children. What does that mean? How do you apply that? We'll go through that today. But today is Memorial Day. So, you know, originally Memorial Day, which we observe every year, was called Decoration Day. And it's been set up as a day of remembrance for those who died in our nation's service. First proclaimed in May of 1868 by General John Logan, who was a national commander of the Grand Army of the Republic. And it was first observed on May 30th, 1868, when flowers were decorated. There you get Decoration Day, or placed on the graves of Union and Confederate soldiers in Arlington National Cemetery. So today, we do remember those who have given their lives for this nation and the families involved. Thank you. Well, we're going to jump into adult children topic today. We have a free download available, A Prayer for My Adult Children. You can read it and share it and pray it. Check it out when you go to the theintentionallife.com and click on the resource tab, free resources. And so let's continue
There's
our teaching today
to
on intentional
say,
living
you know,
with
I love
adult
you,
children.
And you'll always be my son or daughter. I love you, but you know what? I can no longer be responsible to do this. I no longer be responsible to take care of all of the problems in your life. You've got to not only decide, but there's a point where some parents need to sit down with their adult sons or daughters and actually announce that something's going to change. And then you have to do it. That's the third thing. You have to make the jump from the point of rules and childhood to an adult relationship. Number two, as we talk about this high-stake relationship of adult children, number two, roles, R-O-L-E-S, roles change at the point when responsibility ends. Now, I made this statement. We become adults when we act like an adult, not at a set age. See, we live in a culture that says when I'm 18, you know, I'm free, I'm an adult, I can do what I want. But how many 18-year-olds are not acting like adults? How many 21-year-olds or 25-year-olds? And one of the questions I often get in parenting conferences is parents will come to me or young adults will come to me and say, well, what about the scripture that says children obey your parents? We see that in Ephesians 6, 1 and 3. And then it goes on to say, and then honor your father and mother. How do those things come together? And as I've done a study on that, what I learned was what the scripture is telling us here is that as long as a child is under the authority of a parent, they're a child. As long as you're paying the bills, as long as you have to step in and make the decisions, as long as you have to rescue them, they're still a child. They may be 25 years old. And they're saying, you know, let me grow up and don't control me and all of these things. It's not based on the fact you're 21 or you're 18. It's based on are you acting like an adult? And it's really important as parents with adult children to understand that with our kids. Because what happens with the many young adults is they want to play both feet in one camp and the other foot in the other camp. And one day they want you to treat them like an adult, leave me alone, let me do what I want to do, I'm my own authority. And then the next day, Mama, can you save me? Can you rescue me? Can you pay my bills? Can you raise my kids? Can you step in and solve my problems? And so remember, when we think about children obeying your parents, the message to a young adult is, as long as you put yourself under the authority of your parents and you're still receiving that kind of support, you've got some responsibility to see that they're still a parent in this relationship. Now, I would say to parents, you don't treat them like a little kid. Obviously, you want to have an adult relationship. But understand that as long as there's that authority going on, there's still some dynamic between an adult and the child that's happening. And then, of course, it says honor your father and your mother. And so the responsibility for this young adult isn't, hey, I'm now an adult and I'm out of here. There's an honor that goes on. There's a sense of relationship that occurs between the parent and the child. You probably know that the word adolescence was a 20th century creation. If you go back into the 1800s, there was no word adolescent. Young people grew up on the farms, and by the time they were 14, they were adults. You know, they were working, and they were part of the family, and they were responsible. And in the 20th century, with all of the technology that started to develop and so on, we've had this elongated process where we've got young people today still on their parents' medical insurance. You can be until you're age 26. That's half a life almost, right? So we've elongated this thing of adolescence in the culture in which we live, which makes it complicated for parents, but also complicated for the young adult. One of the things I've always respected about our Jewish friends is the ceremonial process of saying you're now a young man, or you're now, you know, this sense of passage, the rite of passage into adulthood that goes on. And maybe that's something that we're missing within our own Christian community. Maybe one of the things that the church could be more active in is helping parents and children go through that process of, you know, you're now a man, you're now a woman, and helping parents see that this growing up process is really very important. Back in biblical times, children grew up quickly, and honor was always expected. There was a tremendous honoring of moms and dads and parents and grandparents, and we see that in other cultures than we do in ours. Today, children grow up slowly, and honor is optional.
In a moment, Dr. Randy continues his teaching, Intentional Living with Your Adult Children, which is part of his High Stake Relationship series. When you become a member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll receive his entire teaching plus three others on two DVDs. Find out more about the High Stake Relationship series and how to become a monthly member at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Also, be sure to download Dr. Randy's Prayer for My Adult Children. It's free. Just go to the Resources tab at theintentionallife.com and click on Free Resources. Have you ever been wounded by hope? Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Maybe you ask God for something you never got. You believe for a marriage, or for a healing, or for a job, and it just didn't happen. And now you feel abandoned. It's almost like you don't want to have hope again. Maybe you're even getting comfort in the places you shouldn't. Food, alcohol, too much Facebook. You know you should stop, but these things feel more real than God sometimes. Listen, the quick fix can't really protect you from the pain, it just covers it. Only God can give you comfort that will really last. While your hope for something may be gone, hope itself is still possible because of how much God loves you and because His plan isn't finished yet. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
Back in biblical times, children grew up quickly and honor was always expected. There's a tremendous honoring of moms and dads and parents and grandparents, and we see that in other cultures than we do in ours. Today, children grow up slowly, and honor is optional. A lot of young people grow up not with the expectation I'm going to honor my father and mother. In fact, many of them grow up with the expectation that I don't honor them. And it creates a lot of tension in this process of allowing our children to grow up. So roles change. Remember this. This is really important for parents who wrestle with this handoff. The role changes from adult or child to adult when the child is acting like an adult and taking responsibility as an adult. When you do that, then you are an adult. It's not a set age. Here's number three. As we think of these very practical things that we can do in this adult and child relationship, number three is encourage them. Oh, man, the power of encouragement with our young adults. You know, I can remember my dad, even when I was into my 30s and beyond, he would always say to me, I'm proud of you. And I'll tell you, at 35, that's just as important as when you're 15. When my dad would say to me, send me things to read, encourage me, and hey, how about this? And it was always, you know, speaking into my life, that matters. So while we want to get out of the, quote, parent, I mean, we're always a parent, but out of that role and have this relationship, remember, to your son or daughter, you're still mom and dad. Your words matter. What you say matters a great deal. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs 25:11 that a word aptly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. And, you know, right behind me here, you see we've got our apples of gold in settings of silver as a reminder of the word picture of the power of the words that we speak. We can either bring our kids up or we can bring them down. We can bring our young adults up or we can bring them down. And so weighing the words that we speak to our children matters. Every son or daughter wants to be loved. Every son and daughter wants to be needed. They want to be respected. And they want who they are to matter. And the ones that are going to speak most loudly into the lives of our young adults will be the parents. Positive or negative? Some of you maybe have an estranged relationship with your parents. They may be deceased. But you know what? We've got adults today who are 50, 60 years old still wrestling with words that they heard or didn't hear from a parent that's long gone. Body in the grave and their spirit somewhere. And so it doesn't matter if you have a good relationship with your parents or a bad relationship with your parents, because they still speak to you. My dad, I can still hear my dad in my ears. He's been gone for many years. I can still hear my mother. Can't you? Can't you see it? You can picture it. You can hear it. That relationship really matters. So encourage them. You know, again, every day, speak, if you have an opportunity, speak life into your sons or daughters. That's a powerful thing in this adult-child relationship. Number four is we're looking at what does it mean to have an intentional relationship with your adult children. Number four is to establish loving limits. Loving limits. I wrote here that lack of limits, and we'll talk about what those are in a moment, but lack of limits leads to a lack of respect. And lack of respect leads to a lack of relationship. And a lack of a relationship leads to a lot of regrets. And what I mean by limits is that if you have a relationship with a son or daughter that's unhealthy, and because of your own needs, you know, every time they come and they need something, and you know in your gut that it's not healthy, and you know you shouldn't be jumping in and solving their problem, but you do it. Many times we do that not for their benefit, we do it for our own benefit, right? And so when we don't have a healthy limit in place and saying, hey, I got to deal with my own stuff, this is me, you know, I've got to realize that I'm not doing them a favor. I'm not really helping them if I don't have some loving limits in place. What will happen is you're going to gain disrespect back. Eventually, there'll be a sense of, you know, mom or dad, they're butting in or they're nagging or they're, you know, they're always trying to solve my problems or whatever. And any of us as a parent, I can be guilty of that because we're doing it for their good because we know better, right?
Yeah, right. We'll continue that topic. We'll continue to share things that I have learned and what the Scripture clearly teaches on intentional living with adult children. We'll continue this. And by the way, this entire series, along with the other three high-stake relationships of single parenting, blended families, and in-laws, are available on two DVDs, about 3 hours of teaching right now when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. We'll send this DVD series to you, and then every month you'll receive more of my coaching CDs to help you live intentionally in Christ. Join today. You know, your support of $30 or $40 every month is going to make a big difference, and we really could use your help as we carry on this faith-based, listener-supported ministry. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on Donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Coming up in a month, next month, June 16th, a Friday night, listeners in Topeka, Kansas City area, we're going to be in Topeka, we meaning Mark Schultz, award-winning Christian artist, and I get a chance to share. We're going to have a night of music and sharing in Topeka. Get your tickets. Check it out at theintentionallife.com, okay? Theintentionallife.com. In just a few minutes, you're going to hear some Q&A from our staff and visitors who were in the studio with us when I taught this series on adult children. So stay tuned.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I just want to tell you and to encourage the other mothers that as they are taking steps to be strong with their adult children and to stand firm, the fear is always that they are going to resent us. My son was one that kept dropping out of school, would sit at home and, you know, wasn't out looking for a job. And I had to give him the ultimatum that he had to get out there, get a job, and I expected him to start paying rent in 30 days. So he did move out. And now at age of 30, he is finally settling down and accomplishing the goal of finishing his college degree. But he has told me that if he had heeded the godly advice I had given him, that his life would have been easier. I also had to give him the permission to fail and to stand back and to know that I was there loving him and praying for him and encouraging him. And when there was a dire need, I would help him. But ultimately, it was up to him to become the responsible adult that he needed to be. And until he got to that moment, it was difficult. But they do respect you after the fact.
Figure out what will please Christ and then do it. That's our theme verse from Ephesians 5:10. So let's say you need to figure out what to do with the relationship that's going south. An important high-stake relationship, like as a single parent or maybe in a blended family. Right now, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, we'll send you Dr. Randy's DVD series on high-stake relationships, which includes a teaching for single parents and another for blended families, plus two other high-stake teachings on adult children and in-law relationships, all on two DVDs. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Join today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Welcome back to the Intentional Living broadcast studio. At the end of my teaching, we invite the public and our staff, of course, are in the room, and we pass the mic around and ask for questions or comments. And I thought it would be kind of a cool thing to be able to share with you what some of the staff and the public have shared as a result of sitting in on a teaching, in this case, talking about, you know, living intentionally with your adult children. So take a listen. So let me ask, if we got a microphone here, I would love to have some questions, or if you want to share something personally. You have any questions?
This is very timely. It's funny. Our son, he's completing his second year in college, and you know, he's a firstborn male, as I am, very happy to leave the home and go. and be out on his own. And so after having homeschooled the kids for 12 years, there's been quite a vacuum. In 2 years, he's going to be gone. He's going to graduate. So how does he fit in our family at that point? He'll probably be in a different state. See him at Christmas, I guess. So how does he fit into the family at that point? I mean, what does it look like when they're just completely gone and out of
their own? There's two things, Matt, I think you'll experience. One is you had a very structured kind of a home. It was very patterned, you know the homeschooling and church, and you had your comfort zone. Now all of a sudden, as your son steps out, he's going to be building his own life and his own family, which means you've done a good job. I mean, that's the normal process. What you're asking is, well, what is that going to mean? Well, you don't know yet because he doesn't know yet. The second thing is, and it will be who he marries will make a big difference in terms of that relationship. Are they living across the country? Are they living somewhere else? Are they involved in other interests? Are they living here? You know, those things make a difference in terms of the nature of the relationship. But you're now developing this new relationship. It's a friendship. And this is something you and your son can talk about. That's a healthy thing to talk about. And ask him, is he going to be coming home for Christmas and Thanksgiving? And what's his expectation for these kinds of things? And what are your expectations? Because as we teach, expectations, whenever they're larger than reality, create disappointment. And one of the reasons we have so much disappointment in these kind of relationships, especially in in-law relationships that we're going to talk about in another series, and in this relationship, is because the expectations are not being met. And there's where you run into problems. You have some kids that are home all the time, and the parents say, too much, and then you've got others who are just very independent. They're off on their own. They're doing their own thing, and they're not coming back home. But the disappointment is because of what we expect. The end of the day, I think the approach we have to take is I want my child to know Christ. I want them to have a good life. I want them, if they get married, to marry the right person and follow Christ in their home. And whatever I can do to support that is my goal. And when my expectations get in the way in terms of what they expect and what we expect, I think we have to give preference to their expectations and not our own, because it's a change. Because it's the expectations that really get us into difficulty. Okay, another question? Radine?
Randy, I appreciate your points. I think overall, because my daughter is now in her early 40s, the relationship is very strong, and I'm very grateful for that. And it goes back to defining the rules. We raised her based on consequences, so she was very aware that actions have consequences, mm-hmm. and choices have consequences. What I did not do well was the spiritual discipleship. I was not even living for the Lord at that time. So now we are into our relationship side as mother-daughter friendships, and she does come to me and discuss things with me. But there's that wall with the spiritual. But I think that you know that I've been praying, God, no matter what, get my kids. Mm-hmm. And they have been seeking to have a child for 10 years. Now that door is opening. And so it's an interesting new mm-hmm. opportunity mm-hmm. for me to be able to speak into that child's life. So I want wisdom with that because I know there's that spiritual boundary that when I say I'm going to be praying for you, she says, thank you for your good thoughts most of the time. So it's going to be a new challenge for me to see how I can speak into that life and how God can use that life maybe to bring them to him. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to really learn as we tread that water.
You also, if the child comes into their life and you're a grandma, Radine, you have a whole new opportunity. And sometimes we skip generations, don't we? And be able to speak into the lives of our grandchildren. As a grandfather, I see the value of that. And that becomes a whole nother opportunity, even beyond on the children. Secondly, there are many Christians who as a result, later their kids have rejected Christ or walked away from the church or whatever, feel really guilty in terms of, I should have done this and I should have done that, or I didn't know Christ and all of that. And Satan will really use that. And he uses it in some really interesting ways. He'll use it to drive Christian parents who are guilty to do dumb things with their adult sons and daughters, either nag or you know, force themselves on them spiritually, or to overdo and try to overcompensate. And that creates another dynamic. Instead of being confident in our faith and continuing to parent like these principles that we've talked, and then give your child the Lord. That's what we did here in this prayer, right? Give your child back to God. He's, you know, he or she belongs to him in the first place. And then just ask God to do his work in their lives. And but thank you for sharing that, Ray Dean. I appreciate it.
Dr. Randy, this is Steve from Alabama. I wanted to just thank you for all that you do. And my wife and I have been married for 35 years, and we've just been trying to be intentional living for God. And our son is 32 years old and lives out of state now. And of course, we raised him up in the ways of the Lord, and he's kind of strayed away. But we're just trying to be intentional praying for him, and we just ask you to just help us pray. And thank you so much for all that you do.
You're welcome, Steve. Thank you. And you're praying for your son, praying for your daughter. You know what happens in prayer? Not only do we evoke God's intervention, and that's up to him, whatever he chooses to do, but it changes our heart. Prayer is a way of changing us. Prayer is a powerful thing. And during this series on adult children, as I was preparing it and teaching it, I sat down and wrote a prayer for adult children, a prayer that maybe you would like to pray. Maybe you don't even know how to pray when it comes to this topic. And if you would like to see this prayer, you'll be hearing it on this series. But it's available in print. It's free of charge. It's our gift to you. You can download it. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on the resource tab under free resources, and you'll see it there, a prayer for my adult children. And you're welcome to download it, pray it, use it, share it with others, okay? And also, those of you coming to the website, many of you I know are saying, hey, I want to be a part of what's going on with Intentional Living. And right now, when you do become that monthly member, the Intentional Living Center will send you on DVD about 3 hours of teaching on high-stake relationships. Plus, every month, you'll receive more of my coaching CDs to help you live intentionally in Christ. And I just want to say thank you for standing with us. Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours. Our office is closed today, but we'll reopen tomorrow at 888-888-1717 and press number 4. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day, and I hope it's a day of remembering those who've given their lives for this nation, and remembering those that you love who've passed on. We'll see you next time with more Intentional Living.